You mentioned that calling this a Category 5, which is the top of the Saffir-Simpson scale, is almost an insufficient description of this storm. Can you explain?
Yes, the Saffir-Simpson scale was developed several decades ago, and it breaks down hurricanes into five bends, Category 1 all the way up to Category 5. Now, most of those bends are about 20 to 30 miles per hour wide, you might put it. Category 5 starts at 156 miles an hour, but it has no ceiling. It's 156 and up. This storm had peak winds of 200, so it was 45 miles an hour above the Category 5 threshold. You might say that if we had a Cat 6 and Cat 7, that it would fall in the Cat 7 range, close to that. So, we don't parse storms out when they get so strong, in part because once you get to Cat 5, it pretty much destroys everything except a really well-constructed building. So there's not as much operational significance to it.
So at that level of intensity, is that what we're expecting, that it's going to just cause some incredible damage on the coast of Mexico?
Well, fortunately, it has weakened a little bit as it's approached land. It's still a very, very powerful hurricane, still a Category 5, as in the most recent observations within the last couple hours. Now, the storm surge is going to be pretty significant over a relatively small area, and that's another blessing with this storm. It's not a gigantic hurricane, but there will be an area of a few miles where I would expect a very, very severe destruction. And moreover, when it runs into the very steep mountains and hillsides just inland, it's going to be dumping gigantic amounts of rain. Again, over not a gigantic area, but there could be tremendous amounts of rain along the way. So mudslides and floods are also going to be a real issue.
And then my understanding is that the storm is likely to continue on breaking up somewhat, but then heading into to southern Texas. What are you forecasting for Texas to be looking at?
Still pretty stout winds. There will be some high water along the Texas coast, but mainly a lot of rain. I mean, it could be 6 to 12 inches of rain in places like Houston. And there's an ongoing heavy rain event over Texas already because of a separate storm. So there's going to be some very, very large local rainfall amounts. And Texas is notorious for October systems that bring in tropical moisture and ex-hurricanes from the Pacific. So this is really something to watch as well.